This is King Karus, the Black History Buff, and today's African proverb comes from the Ovambo people of Namibia. I'm going to be very honest here and make a confession. I'm a procrastinator. There, I said it. It's taken me ages to finally admit that. So this particular proverb really hits home for me. Supposing doesn't fill the grain basket, if doesn't fill the larder. This sounds so obvious, it's even a little easy to dismiss until you stop and think about the fact that at certain times in our past and even now, procrastination could be the difference between your family eating and not eating. I'm just going to let that sink in. Right now, as you listen to this, you may not be physically starving, but by not taking the actions required to fill that basket, we are depriving ourselves of the fuel that feeds our dreams. The book that never got started, the website that didn't get built, the killer business you dreamed up that you just never followed through on, are the grains that didn't make it to the basket, and so were not there for the family when they needed to eat. So I'm going to ask you to change that. I want you to get out that old notepad, yes, the one under the bed or in the drawer that you buried along with your idea, dust it off, and right now, take one step towards making it happen. Nothing radical, just one step. Investigate into it, share your dream with a close friend, do a Google search to see if anyone else is doing it. Check the domain name, something, anything, but do one thing towards making it happen. No more supposing and no more ifs. Be bold, be brave, and be encouraged. I'm dedicating this episode to Meatball Mothman from the Long 70s podcast. Thanks for the extra push, bro. If you've enjoyed this episode or any of my content, please consider taking the extra step of joining my Patreon and helping to fuel my dream. And to learn more about Black History, please check out the Black History Buff podcast, YouTube, Twitter, Pinterest, and website. Just Google Black History Buff and you'll find us there, or hit the link below. Oh, and if you enjoyed this, please share, because Black History is world history.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.